Blackstone Audio presents Monkey Mind, A Memoir of Anxiety by Daniel Smith. This book is read by Richard Powers. I don't know what is the matter with him, and the doctors don't know what is the matter with him, and he doesn't know himself what is the matter with him. We all say it's on the nerves, and we, none of us, know what we mean when we say it. Wilkie Collins, The Woman in White. Everything is a cipher, and of everything he is the theme. Vladimir Nabokov, Signs and Symbols. For Joanna. Why I am qualified to write this book. About 10 years ago, when I was living in Boston, I had a therapist whose office was in a clinic across the Charles River at the top of a tall hill. The therapist, whose name was Brian, had a beard and mustache the color of ripe mangoes, and in his spare time he acted in community theater. Often the productions Brian performed in had historical settings, and he would groom his facial hair accordingly. Brian was the best therapist I've ever had, compassionate and patient and wise. But his appearance could be unsettling. 1 month, as opening night for The Secret Garden approached, he trimmed his beard progressively thinner while he grew his mustache thick, extending it down along the sides of his mouth. It was like getting counseling from General Custer. I had started going to Brian because I was deeply anxious. I'd been so before. This was my third and most serious bout with acute anxiety, and as with the others, my condition seemed disconnected from the facts of my life. I had graduated from college the year before with honors. I had a prestigious job, loyal friends, a good apartment I shared with a bright and beautiful girlfriend, and as much money as I needed. Yet every day was torture. I slept fitfully with recurring nightmares, tsunamis, feral animals, the violent deaths of loved ones. I had intestinal cramps and nausea and headaches. A sense of impending catastrophe colored every waking moment. Worse, I had the distinct sense that catastrophe had already occurred. I had made the wrong decisions, gone down the wrong path, screwed up in a ruinous, irrevocable, epoch-making way. One afternoon, in this state of mind, I walked to therapy. My weekly walks were perilous in that without the distraction of work, I was free to berate myself with impunity. There was no need even to concentrate on where...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?